All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Ali John Chaudhry, a psychotherapist, to discuss a little bit about some upcoming group support for people dealing with grief. Ali John, how's it going?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
Oh, not so bad. So can you tell me a little bit about the history of these grief support groups that are going to be coming up here later this month?
Yeah, I'm going to be starting up a group with Autonome Pontiac there in Campbell's Bay. And this has been a service that I've offered before in the past, actually. And it's something I've really held dear to my heart because I've lost both my parents and I understand what grief is. So of course, want to help people going through this process, of course. And basically what it is this group was offered a few years ago through the CLSC. And since, of course, I moved on from then, I'm in private practice now. Fast forward a few years later, I'm now offering this group now again. And I think that this is a good resource for people to have a space where they can express their vulnerability, express their feelings, and of course, have a mirroring effect with other people, especially that can go through the same thing as they themselves.
Interesting. And before we get into, I guess, what actually goes on in these groups here a little more, who's this for? Who's your target audience? It's through Autonome, but it's not necessarily for men either?
That's correct. Yes, we've expanded that to be able to include, of course, both men and women, because grief is, of course, a universal experience that all of us will have to go through sooner or later in life. So this is a space that we've opened up, of course, for everybody. So it is for adults that are going through the loss of a loved one, especially. And it can also be for close ones, too, that may not know how to quite deal with the subject for people around them, or to help to prepare them if ever they have to go through a situation like this as well. That's certainly something that can, of course, be a good resource for them, especially.
Is there a rough age limit or other sort of, I guess, not restrictions, but...
I would say maybe 18 plus, if you will.
Gotcha. And could you, I guess, take us through what a typical meeting looks like?
Sure. Well, what we do, of course, is we basically do a bit of a check-in when it comes to having people speak about their own situation, how their week went, essentially, and to be able to, for the first meeting, maybe if they feel comfortable, of course, to talk about their own personal situation, to tell their story, to be able to say essentially what's happened to them in that way and perhaps how that's affecting them in different ways. So what we do, of course, is we welcome that vulnerability. We create a space where people can express themselves. And of course, what we do is we may give some psychoeducational concepts in some ways about grief. What does that look like? How does that feel? How does one go through that? And of course, if there just so happens to be someone going through a hardship or a situation of some sort, what I like to do is I like to, of course, talk with them and perhaps go a little bit deeper with them, perhaps in the process of the situation they're experiencing. So if the group allows us, of course, to do that. So that's really the context that I like to create, is to be able to create a space where there's a mirroring effect and that we can welcome vulnerability, because it's still a very taboo subject when you think about it, right?
For sure, for sure. And what do you think is beneficial about the group setting as opposed to, let's say a one-on-one intervention or something along those lines?
Well, that's essentially, it is the mirroring effect that I think is really the advantage of the group, is that you basically experience a sense of breaking isolation. You're less alone, right? You see that there's other people going through the same thing. So it normalizes the experience a lot more for some of us, right? Knowing that we're not alone. And at the same time, you know, it's still a very taboo subject, right? Most people in society don't quite know what to say to somebody that's lost a loved one, right? You'll offer your sympathies, of course, but that's about it. Sometimes you get the sense of walking on eggshells, not quite knowing what to say and such, you know. So this is really about a group where, you know, you can, of course, experience that sense of vulnerability. And especially after the fact, after you've gone through the funeral and such, you know, celebration of life, etc., you know, the dust settles down. And essentially, it's like, what do I do with myself now? And oftentimes, this is where sometimes the hardships can sometimes come in, you know, the difficulties in managing feelings as you re-enter your daily life, right? Going through the motions again, and all of a sudden you find maybe you're having too many ruminations, too many invasive thoughts in some ways, overwhelming feelings and such, you know, breaking down and just being paralyzed in some ways, you know? So oftentimes what we like to do is we want to help people to have a space where they can experience their vulnerability, to have some tools to navigate through that. So in the end, they end up leaving with more, especially.
I see. And can you talk a little bit about how long these are going to be running and sort of just the logistics, where, when, that kind of thing?
Sure. This is going to be held at Autonome Pontiac's offices in Campbell's Bay. So that's at 128 Front Street. And that's going to be starting this coming Monday, September 18th at 7 p.m. And it's going to be going for an hour. The group itself will be for an hour, and we'll have maybe 30 minutes of questions after. So if people want to stick around, ask some questions, maybe dive a little bit deeper in some stuff, that's certainly a possibility as well.
And these are all free there as well? Or is there any sort of registration or that kind of thing?
Yes, there is a registration. You do, of course, have to register with Kim Laroche at Autonome Pontiac there. And, of course, it's her phone number is 343-369-2346. And her email is klaroche, L-A-R-O-C-H-E, at autonomepontiac.ca. And of course, people can find this information also online, perhaps on the Facebook page of Autonome Pontiac, or my page as well, too. So I have that information. And yes, especially that it's a free resource, especially. I think this is a benefit for people in the Pontiac, and especially situated strategically in Campbell's Bay, which is right in the middle. I think people from all over the Pontiac can benefit from this, especially.
Is it going to be strictly English, sort of bilingual, or how does that work?
At this time, we're leaning more towards English at this time because there's been some expressed interest by Anglophones, especially. So it's likely that this group will be more in English.
And is it going to be running for a set period of time or sort of indefinitely? How does that work?
Yes, the group will be held as of this Monday, and it will keep going until Monday, November 13th, with the exception of Thanksgiving Monday. That's the only one that will be off the books. Otherwise, all the rest is registered, and we're good to go on a weekly basis.
And is this sort of just a pilot project that you're starting? You're looking to continue it going forward here? Is it just a one-off? How does that work?
Yes, well, we're going to be starting for the fall season, of course, and after the month of November, there should be another type of group that we're going to be doing come January, which will have to do with general losses. So, you know, sometimes people need to pick themselves up after losing a job, for example, or experiencing the loss of a living person in their lives, for example, which could be simply estrangement issues, right? In some ways, if you're estranged from somebody, you're not talking with a brother or sister, how do you compose with that, for example, or another type of family member, you know, because that also weighs down on people. And that is a form of loss also that is rarely discussed. So we're going to be touching upon different types of losses in the winter, especially to be able to help people move forward, especially and have a space where they can express themselves. Because let's face it, a lot of men, for example, will have a tendency to internalize their feelings, right? To kind of try to suck it up, as they say, right? But at the same time, you know, that type of attitude doesn't really help when you have to kind of go a little bit further and be able to express your feelings and be able to access your feelings. This is how you get connected with yourself, and this is how you experience more of a sense of empowerment and authenticity. It's not by keeping it all inside. So this is what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be expressing ourselves in a safe space to be able to talk about losses on a general scale.
Ali John, well, thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with me about this. This is an interesting set of courses that are going to be coming up here. If you have anything that you want to let our listeners know or anything else that we neglected to touch on here in the last few minutes, I'll give you the last word here.
Sure. If you're hesitant about the group, you're not sure whether this is for you or not, I would suggest in some ways, give it a try. It's an open group. It's an open formula. You can show up anytime you want in the different scheduled groups and such, you know. So I would suggest give it a try. See what it is. At most, you can gain something, gain more knowledge, gain a sense of exploring and navigating your feelings in a safe place with people that, you know, are impartial as well. And this is really what's important. When we're too close to certain people, or people, you know, get upset if we start to talk about certain things, then it's not really something that allows us to go as deep as we'd like it to. So I'd say give the group a try, see what it is, you know, feel it out. And if you like it, if you feel that you're less alone because of that, and you walk away with more, then great.